Capital.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. We're following the still-developing story this morning of a missing Egypt Air passenger jet, which has apparently crashed in the Mediterranean while en route from Paris to Cairo. Now, just a few minutes ago, French President François Hollande said it appears the plane has crashed. That's the first time a government leader has used that phrasing to describe the fate of the plane.
Well, I think the president was just hedging his language a little bit. I think most people have accepted the fact that this plane has gone down in the ocean, or down in the sea. In any case, the Greeks are reporting the debris that they're finding. So I think that there's a kind of a nomenclature problem, but other than that, it appears that the plane has gone down. The president said that he expressed his condolences to the victims, and they've set up a crisis center for families of victims out at the airport here, as well as a crisis center at the foreign ministry to handle things.
Correspondent Jim Bitterman. Meanwhile, former Transportation Department Inspector General Mary Schiavo says there will be some hard scrutiny now focused on Charles de Gaulle Airport in Paris.
Charles de Gaulle had to let go, or they fired 57 people who were on terror watch lists. There have been planes defaced. Allah Akbar was written on the gas tank, on the fuel covers of some of the planes. Four EasyJet planes, British planes, were defaced at the airport. Those are shocking things. I mean, in many countries in the world, that literally would get the airport closed because it's a shocking, shocking breach of security.
Now, there are reports this morning that among the 66 people aboard that Egypt airplane were three security guards. It's not clear if there had been some kind of threat ahead of time. After a long battle in Annapolis, Noah's Law, named for Montgomery County Police Officer Noah Liotta, is being signed today by Maryland Governor Larry Hogan.
Rich Liotta admits there is some symbolism here.
We could have gone and curled up and gone away, but instead, we took that tragedy and turned it into something positive.
A day after the man who was behind the wheel of the car that killed his son pleaded guilty, the law named after his son gets signed.
Noah's Law has helped me and my family channel our grief into something positive.
It requires all convicted drunk drivers to install ignition interlock devices. The work, though, doesn't end there, he says.
You have to be active to make sure that when this gets implemented on October 1st, that it's the best law that we have so it can save lives.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A supermarket security guard has been charged with assault after a confrontation with a customer.
This happened at the Giant on H Street in Northeast yesterday afternoon. Police responded to a 911 call of an assault. Published reports say this was an argument over which bathroom a transgender customer was using. Police spokesman Dustin Sternbeck.
Speaking with all parties involved and reviewing surveillance footage that captured the incident in its entirety, we had enough probable cause to place a special police officer under arrest to charge that individual with simple assault.
Sternbeck could not confirm the person was transgender. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A D.C. couple who put up a $10,000 reward for their stolen puppy has now been reunited with the Boston Terrier named Maggie. WUSA-TV was there.
You guys are so welcome.
A high school student found the dog and returned it to Michael and Mary Catherine's Steele. And yes, they did pay the $10,000. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,527. The NASDAQ at 47.39. Sports, the Nationals pound the Mets. The O's beat the Mariners. WNBA, the Mystics lose to Dallas. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Severe weather.
This long line of thunderstorms.
Flash floods.
Could be getting up to 5 inches of rain.
From accurate and dependable forecasts to the latest news on how the weather will affect you.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel.
Trust WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. Texting while driving makes an accident up to 23 times more likely, according to the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration. So make sure your eyes stay on the road. Even talking on the phone has been shown to cause an increase in accidents, as drivers become more focused on their conversation than their surroundings. So turn your phone off while you're driving, enjoy the trip, and get to your destination safely. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
1979. It was a good year for tube socks, feathered hair, and an even better year for...
cars. That's because 1979 was the year Jiffy Lube introduced the first drive-through service bay, bringing in a new era of convenient car care.
It's 35 years later, and we're still committed to finding more ways to serve you, which is why each of our over 2,000 locations keeps your vehicle records on file and uses the same vehicle information as your dealer. So join the 20 million people who have their vehicles serviced at Jiffy Lube and leave worry behind.
Need your home sold guaranteed? iTrustFrank.com.
Hey, it's Chris Plant. Are you tired of the liberal media lying and distorting the news to help elect another liberal president? Do what I did. Go to TellTheTruth2016.org and get a free Don't Believe the Liberal Media bumper sticker from the Media Research Center. That's TellTheTruth2016.org.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And heading to the Wilson Bridge, stacking up already this morning just after Route 5 Branch Avenue. So big delays as you head through that stretch from Temple Hills and up through to the Beltway. To the Wilson Bridge itself. On 295, as you leave the Beltway, slows past the Naval Research Lab, and then you're good to go in on Douglas Bridge or the 11th Street Bridge. Lanes are open onto the Southeast-Southwest Freeway. Heavy northbound 3rd Street Tunnel as you head to outbound New York Avenue. Virginia, let's take you around the Beltway in Annandale. Volume, just briefly as you pass the toll road. 66, it's been about the stop and go in Manassas and Fairlakes, Fair Oaks, briefly at the Beltway as you make your trip on 95 northbound. Once you get through Stafford and Aquia, you have a nice break through Dumfries. And then as you approach the Occoquan and heading into Newington, the stop and go. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More gray sky around the overcast this morning. We'll keep the overcast this afternoon. We've got a passing shower or two in the forecast, probably not even making a puddle. 68. Break up the clouds tonight, 53. Tomorrow, we'll mix sunshine with clouds. A little milder, 74. But rain coming back on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 55 in Haymarket, 54 in Waldorf, 56 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Media Research Center. The search continues for a missing Egypt airplane and answers to what happened to it. Get the very latest at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
It's 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. At the bottom of this hour, our good friend Stuart Varney of Fox Business Network will be our guest. 8:05, we'll check in with actor and patriot Gary Sinise on the GI Film Festival. Then at 8:35, Jake Tapper from CNN. Also, we are covering this ongoing developing story on the Egypt Air flight that went down overnight in the Mediterranean. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Something very strange is going on in the Commonwealth of Virginia. People are registering to vote in record numbers. Surprising and shockingly high registration numbers. And we want to find out about things like that. Who do we turn to? We turn to Hans von Spakovsky, who is, by the way, a former commissioner of the Federal Election Commission and former counsel to the Attorney General for Civil Rights to the Justice Department, senior fellow at Heritage Foundation. Good morning to you, Hans.
Good morning.
These numbers are really, really, really something. 35% higher registration from the 2012 total, and a huge surge after the primary. Now, what we know that the governor has said that, you know, people who have done their time can register to vote and get their voting rights back. But that's not 35%, is it?
Well, no, and look, I don't dispute that the numbers are going up, but remember what they're comparing it to, 2012. And remember what happened in 2012. We had a huge drop, actually, in turnout in that election. The 2012 presidential election, turnout went down 5 percentage points from 2008, when Obama was first elected. Hmm. People weren't enthusiastic about either of the candidates, including him, and so, actually, we had a huge dip in turnout. So all the comparisons are being done to that year. And what have we got this year? You know, we got a very dynamic race, and I think that's generating interest in people registering and turning out.
Now, some of the stats within the stats here tell us some more information, Hans, and that is 40% of the new voter registrations have been done through the state's online system. 33% were registered through the DMV. Are the online registration system, how secure is that? How sound is that? And what's preventing someone from just registering whether they're eligible or not?
Well, you know, just 2 weeks ago, The Hill had a big article about how since December, there have been massive data breaches of voter registration information in the U.S., the Philippines, and Turkey. And it's very clear that hackers are now targeting voter registration information. And just 2 days ago, the Washington Post had an article where they quoted a guy from the Cybersecurity Office at the Department of Homeland Security warning about the risk of manipulation in the voting system as more stuff goes online. So I'm not saying that all of these are fraudulent or anything like that, but with all due respect to folks at the State Board of Elections in Virginia, many of whom I know, they are not experts on cybersecurity, and I would be pretty concerned about that.
So you think some of this is not real?
I'm just saying that the risk, when you put in an online system and you go to this kind of internet access, is potentially dangerous, and that's not me saying that. That's experts saying that who know something about it.
Hans, as we're talking about Virginia and this huge increase in voter registration so far this year, I got to ask a fundamental question, because whenever we raise concerns about voter fraud and the need for voter ID and all of these concerns that you and your co-author John Fund have laid out so well in some of your books, I'm always faced with the argument that, well, listen, there really isn't any real voter fraud going on in America right now. All of these charges are unfounded. And even if there was, it's so negligible it would never affect the results of an election. Are there cheaters out there? Are people cheating? And is it organized? And what have you discovered?
Some of it's organized, some of it isn't. But look, the book that John and I wrote was filled with actual cases, actual prosecutions, and cases where the vote margins were so small in the victory that it did make a difference. And we know, for example, again, go back to 2008, Minnesota's U.S. Senate race, Al Franken beat the incumbent Republican by a little over 300 votes. We know now that 1,200 felons voted illegally in that election. So, in fact, fraud did make the difference in a key U.S. Senate race.
Well, felons will be allowed to, former felons will be allowed to vote in this coming election. And how much of an impact is that going to have?
In
Virginia.
The estimate I've seen is it could add anywhere from 3-4% to the list of registered voters in Virginia. Remember, in the last 10 years, we've had two statewide AG races decided by less than 1,000 votes. So if we get another close race in a purple state, it could make the difference.
And the Virginia difference in 2012 for president, Barack Obama got 51.16%. That's a pretty small margin. And God knows Terry McAuliffe is now in charge, so who knows what could happen in the Commonwealth.
Let me ask you one other question, if I could. It has to do with some stories that I've seen out there. Because Donald Trump has been making the case that I'm bringing new people into the election process. I'm bringing new Republicans to the gate. But there's a story in Politico which suggests that, no, not really. It's just that these are existing voters who have not necessarily participated in the primary process before, who are now coming to get involved in a bigger way in the early parts of a race.
Well, that very well may be. The other thing to keep in mind is people who there's data that shows that newly registered voters, and this is people who've never registered before and haven't voted before, actually have a very low turnout rate in actually going and voting after they've registered. What the data does show is right now we have a lot of people who also skipped the last couple of elections, like the 2012 election, or again, when I said, remember, turnout had gone down. So yeah. I suspect there's a lot of people right now who are either very excited or very scared by the people we have running on both sides of the political
aisle. And both of those things drive people to the polls. That's right.
That's exactly right.
Our guest is Hans von Spakovsky, a former counsel to the Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights in the Justice Department and also a former commissioner for the Federal Election Commission. And a lot of citizens are concerned about what might happen this November on Election Day. Should they start getting involved now? How does one become a poll watcher? How does one get involved in the process? Because it seems like whenever I go to vote, it's always the same people there all the time. And I don't know. I don't want to judge people by their appearance. But my guess is they're Democrats. It seems that it's always Democrats who are involved in the voting process and are in charge of the polling stations. And I'm always suspicious of that. Maybe I'm just paranoid.
Well, no. In fact, the best thing people can do if they want to get involved is go be a poll worker. on Election Day, election officials in every county, particularly in places like Virginia, are always desperate because they can never find enough people to work. And I have to tell you, I did notice that one particular political party didn't seem to have as much trouble as the other in getting people to work in the polling places on Election Day. But look, that's the best way to do stuff, because if you're actually a poll worker on Election Day, you can try to make sure that the law is followed and there aren't any shenanigans going on in your polling.
And then you become a whistleblower if necessary. And I agree. I think that is listen, y'all know right now, it's 6 months from now. Take the vacation day, set it up now, and carve out that day so that you can actually be a part of the process. And you can then let us know if you see something, you can say something. Because I have a feeling, especially in Virginia, there's going to be a whole lot of shenanigans going on.
Yep, I think you may be right. Thank you, Hans. Always a pleasure to have you, sir.
Thanks for having me.
It is now 7:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway, as you leave Springfield and heading through Annandale. A little bit of a distraction here. It looks like we have a stopped box truck on the inner loop right as you pass Braddock Road, trying to limp over to the shoulder. So again, people seeing that. No problems beyond and through Tyson's and toward the American Legion Bridge, but you see pockets of delays there for the commute. Now let's get you up on 95 northbound in Stafford and McQuaia, slowing. And then from Dale City to Woodbridge toward Lorton. No problems, though, reported along the way. 270 will take you southbound, where I'm looking at big delays as you try to get past Route 80 Urbana and then off and on down toward 109. 355, we still haven't flushed out the volume in either direction between Hyattstown and the exit coming off of 121 Clarksburg. Had a detour earlier this morning, which has been wrapped up. No problems, top side of the Beltway, heavy in towards Silver Spring into the Wilson Bridge back near Route 5. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, today's not going to be a total washout. It's going to be a high of around 68, although there's a slight chance of rain. Tonight, low of 53, and tomorrow looks like a pretty decent day. Clear to partly cloudy skies, a high of 74. Tomorrow night, showers will move in, and Saturday, it's going to be a pretty rainy day. 90% chance of rain on Saturday. And on Sunday, they say thunderstorms could develop in the afternoon, highs in the low 70s. Currently in the nation's capital, 56 degrees. It is now 7:17 on WMAL.
Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring, only to find it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with McCarthy for only $59. Call 703-924-1650.
Is it beyond the pale, inappropriate, and absolutely wrong for Donald Trump to remind the American voter that Bill Clinton has been accused of rape? 888-630-WMAL. 888-630-9625. We asked the question because, well, last night, in a remarkable interview on Hannity's show on Fox News, Trump went there.
What about what Clinton's done? How big an issue should that be in the campaign? For example, I looked at the New York Times. Are they going to interview Juanita Broderick? Are they going to interview Paula Jones? Are they going to interview Kathleen Willey? In one case, it's about exposure. In another case, it's about groping and fondling and touching against a woman's will.
And rape.
And rape.
And big settlements, massive settlements.
$850,000 for Paula Jones.
And lots of other things. And impeachment for lying.
Smearing, besmirchment.
And losing your law license. You know, he lost his law license, okay? Couldn't practice law. And you don't read about this on Clinton.
No, you don't read about it. Uh-huh. And, well, the gloves are off. And good for Donald Trump. I'm in favor of this. And more of it. Bring it on.
And rape.
And rape.
And rape. And I think it's fine.
Well, listen, the moment that Hillary Clinton went out and said, oh, he's going to come in, he's going to be in charge of revitalizing the economy, he's going to be a key player in whatever I'm doing if I'm the president of the United States. You know what? That absolutely sealed the deal. It is absolutely fair game then to look into the history of Bill Clinton. And look, they make the case that you're getting two for one. I mean, they often, you know, Democrats say, look, you get Hillary, but you also get Bill. He's going to be there. He's going to be around. He's going to be working on the economy. Well, you know what? If that's the way they're going to run their campaign, then it's absolutely okay to go back and remember some things about the first Clinton administration.
Well, we're going to hear a lot of tut-tutting from political pundits and anchors on cable news. And by the way, right?
A lot of people say, oh, that's old news.
We're going to hear it from Republicans, too. I mean, can you imagine what Jeb Bush's response was? Well, I have a lot of policy differences with Mrs. Clinton and with her husband, but I have no doubt that they both love America and they want what's best for the American people. We just disagree on how we get there, and I'm not going to lower myself and drag this campaign down into the front pages of tabloids. I'll just let the American people decide who's best to fit around our country. And by the way, I'm sure that Governor Bush would get a fine invitation to Hillary's inaugural. You want to beat the Clintons? You get down in the dirt and you fight with them, because God knows that's how they fight. Let's not forget, Bill Clinton said of Bob Dole that he was an evil, evil man who enjoyed cutting Medicare for old people and children. That's how they win, and that's how you have to fight back. Lisa in Frederick. Lisa, you're a female voter. I'm told that women are going to hate this kind of thing. Oh, we hate it when politicians do this, right, Lisa?
No, that's not the case. I think that Bill Clinton is absolutely fair game. She's touting him as her economic czar.
Mm-hmm.
She wouldn't be running for office had she not been married to him. And he's campaigning for her. And thank God that Trump realizes, unlike Romney and McCain, that you've got to fight to win a presidential election.
That's
he wouldn't
right.
be in this mess if Romney or McCain had run better campaigns.
And had used every weapon at their disposal to talk about their opponent. You know, McCain wouldn't talk about Jeremiah Wright, and Mitt Romney barely talked about Benghazi until it was
right.
too late. Mike in Springfield, you're on WMAL. You okay with Trump going there, using the R word?
Absolutely. It goes to the fact that Hillary's character, if you look at her past exploits, you look at Whitewater, you look at the fact that she basically trashed Jennifer Flowers and Monica Lewinsky, and let's look at Benghazi, and let's look at the fact that they hid the FBI files that were requested when they were in the White House.
That's right.
That's a big character flaw right there.
This is about their character. They try, and by the way, not only did they open the door by saying that Bill Clinton was going to be the big economic czar, but also they opened the door by going after Trump for his supposed questionable behavior with women. Anything that they have accused Donald Trump of.
What's good for the gander is good for the goose.
That's right, or the other gander. But anything that they've accused Trump of pales in comparison to a rape allegation.
Right.
And poor Juanita Broderick is just sitting there, and no one believes her except, you know, reasonable human beings who actually give her the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
All right, it's 7:22 on WMAL.
A former first lady is suspect in the death of a White House attorney in Jed O'Day's latest mystery thriller, Whacked. Tank Alvarez is forced to investigate and disclose the awful truth. Available on Amazon.
Listen, I want to tell you about May being National Military Appreciation Month. And you know what? My friends over at Thompson Creek Window Company, they are partnering with Homes for Our Troops to provide windows for the homes of our local heroes. Now, as you may know, this is a good company. Thompson Creek Window Company builds, designs, installs their own windows. A local company that does it all. Each Thompson Creek window is custom made in their local factory for our local climate. The windows reduce outside noise, which improves the comfort of your home. They can lower your utility bills and increase the value of your home. And right now, Thompson Creek is offering 20% off every window, plus no money down, no interest, no payments for 18 months, third-party financing subject to credit approval. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details. But here's the other thing. When you do business with a company like Thompson Creek, you are doing business with a company that supports our local heroes. That's a good thing. Pick up the phone right now. Call 855-57-CREEK to receive 20% off windows, every window, plus no money down, no interest, and no payments for 18 months. That's 855-57-CREEK.
Hey, it's Chris Plant. Foot pain is no fun. From stage one, boy, do my feet hurt, to the full-blown three-alarm red alert. Luckily, there's a quick and easy way to get rid of your foot pain. Good Feet Arch Supports. At Good Feet, you get to try them before you buy them, and you're helped by a real person that can actually answer your questions for you. The Good Feet store on Rockville Pike in Wintergreen Plaza next door to Total Hockey, or their location in Vienna at the corner of 123 and Park. The Good Feet store, the place to go when your feet hurt.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-866-979-9147 or go to bestwaternow.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-866-979-9147, 1-866-979-9147, or go to bestwaternow.com. That's bestwaternow.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
It is now 7:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on 270 southbound through Urbana, down to Clarksburg and Germantown. Pockets of delays through that whole stretch. Get a little bit of a gap in Gaithersburg, and then we're going to hit it again into Rockville on to the 270 spur. In Bowie, again, still dealing with signal light issues at the intersection of 450 and Glendale Road. Those traffic lights have been on flash. To the Wilson Bridge, we are back near Route 5, Branch Avenue. So big delays to cross from Maryland into Virginia. A traffic update brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue. And since 1941, Dickie's Barbecue has been serving slow-smoked meats and home-style sides, your family favorites, served by their family. Join them for lunch or dinner today. Order a family pack or take home. Or get free catering quote at Dickies.com. Dickie's Barbecue, where they speak barbecue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Or gray sky around, but I'm with rain in the rain bucket today. Maybe a trace, possibly a couple of hundredths. Other than that, not much coming down from the sky at all, except a lot of clouds around. 68 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 57 degrees. It is now 7:26 on WMAL, where Washington comes stuck. You know, so many people who go on the internet and they have all these accounts that they have to keep up with, and you got to log in, you got to give a password, right? And oftentimes it's attached to an email address, then you got to give a password. And you know what? Out of laziness, so you don't have to remember a bunch of different passwords. Mm-hmm. A lot of people use the same password over and over and over,
that's
right?
That's what I'm told.
Yeah. Well, if you did that on LinkedIn, you might want to start thinking about changing all of your passwords around a little bit, because someone is reportedly selling information from the hack of 117 million LinkedIn users. Now, they believe this hack happened back in 2012, but now all of a sudden, somebody's out there selling data that has the password and the email accounts that are used to log into LinkedIn. And as I was saying, if you get that one, chances are you can go through some of your other accounts and you're using the same email address and the same password.
Yep.
Well, it's the keys to the castle, folks.
Yeah, and it's funny. I assumed that LinkedIn was just trying to drive traffic by forcing people who had left their accounts go dormant, go back and change their passwords, you know, because I'm a cynic. So I went in to do that, you know, because I haven't touched my account in like 2 years. And good God, a lot of people have sent me messages on LinkedIn trying to get a hold of me. I feel really bad. I'm sorry, everybody.
Yeah, well.
Who knew?
Well, they know where to find you.
Yeah,
so. Every morning between 5 and 9. It is now 7:28.
I'm very fired up.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
This is crazy.
Washington's Mall.
They're nuts.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Bad news. You know, with all of this rain of late, dirt and mud are being tracked into your rugs and carpet. Don't forget the pollen. Don't get me started. It gets into everything. Hey, it's Brian Wilson. When it comes to superior cleaning of your fine Persian and Oriental rugs, there's only one name that's been trusted for over 60 years. That's Hadid. Hadid has been cleaning rugs in the metro area using the same time-honored tradition, painstakingly washing each rug by hand. Plus, Hadid has an entire team of experts dedicated to repairing bare spots, restoring color, and replacing fine fringe. Hadid offers four drop-off locations: Vienna on West Maple Avenue, Alexandria on Duke Street, Springfield on Electronic Drive, and their on-the-border store on Wisconsin Avenue, Friendship Heights. Call Hadid at 703-241-1111. Mention this ad and receive 20% off in-plant rug cleaning. Hadid offers pickup and delivery that includes moving furniture, the rolling and relaying of rugs, though a minimum order is required. Call 703-241-1111 or online at joehadid.com.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know.
I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use the CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Are the interest rates going to go up? Well, it sure looks that way. Stuart Varney will be along to help us understand what's going on there. And also, we'll have the very latest on that missing Egypt Air aircraft that went down over the Mediterranean. It's 7:30, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. New information this hour about the overnight disappearance and apparent crash of an Egypt Air passenger jet. Greek authorities now say after entering Egyptian airspace at 37,000 feet, the plane then made sudden swerving maneuvers, including an apparent 360-degree rotation.
That's falling out the sky. That's literally the plane in extremis. I don't think at this point, you know, if there was a mechanical issue, they may not remember to call out, but if they were being called in, they're likely to have answered if they could. However, if it's a security issue that's at stake here, then it's very different, because now you have a situation of an unresponsive cockpit. You have clearly an event that takes place. As for this swerving and this massive fall, we don't see that on any of the civilian radars, which means there's been a failure of the ADS-B report, which is significant in itself.
Correspondent Richard Quest. Meanwhile, correspondent Jim Bitterman is in Paris.
One of the things that's curious here, too, is the fact that the French aviation investigators have not been called in so far. They're on standby. They would normally be totally involved because they've got 15 French nationals.
The plane was en route from Paris to Cairo when it disappeared. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is set to put his signature today on Noah's Law, the bill passed by the General Assembly this year after the December death of Montgomery County police officer Noah Liotta. He was killed by a drunk driver who yesterday pleaded guilty. Lawyers will present closing arguments today in the Baltimore trial of one of the six police officers accused in Freddie Gray's death. A verdict's expected as early as Monday, since it's a bench trial, not a jury trial. An annual study says the motorcycle deaths in this country spiked 10% last year, topping 5,000 for the first time since 2008. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,527, the NASDAQ at 47,39. Sports, the Nationals get some timely hitting and lots of walks and beat the Mets in New York. The O's beat the Mariners. WMDA, the Mystics lose. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Mold. Even the word sounds gross. And when mold's in your home, it attacks everything from how the air smells to its structural integrity and your family's health. Mold is poison, and it grows anywhere there's moisture from rain or even tiny pipe leaks. Health problems from mold in kids and adults with weakened immune systems are especially scary, including chronic nausea, flu-like symptoms, fever, asthma, and even emphysema. Got mold? A free residential mold consultation by the experts at Chesapeake Environmental Systems tells you for sure. Chesapeake's your go-to professional for finding and eliminating mold in your home, including airborne contamination. Got mold? Let the pros at Chesapeake put their scientifically proven techniques to work for you. For your free in-home consultation, call 866-420-MOLD. That's 866-420-6653. Or find us at ChesapeakeMold.com. Chesapeake Environmental Systems. We don't just find mold, we get rid of it for good.
Did you know that most real estate deals fall apart for less than 3% of the list price? Well, we have the 3% solution. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group. Our hybrid model sells homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've saved our clients almost $3 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Built for business. In business, time is money. In business, money is also money.
No wonder nearly 1,000 businesses choose Comcast Business Internet over DSL from the phone company every single day. Not only is it up to 5 times faster, it's actually a better value when you go with the fastest plan. So take a minute out of your busy schedule and call Comcast Business. It will be well worth your time and your money.
Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add voice and TV for just $34.90 a month. And ask about our 2-year price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 5/31/16. Restrictions apply. Limited to 1 voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Savings claim based on cost per megabits per second. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Hacking can literally be a matter of life or death.
This is a scary concern. Nobody's doing anything about it.
Seven on Your Side senior investigative reporter Lisa Fletcher reveals a disturbing vulnerability in our hospitals.
Is the FDA doing enough?
Where criminals can turn life-saving equipment against you.
It's really bad.
Find out how simple it is to do and why FDA warnings are often ignored. Hospital Hacking, tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
This is Mark Levin. The International Gem and Jewelry Show returns Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Fine jewelry, fiery gems, fashion accessories, and more. Find your sparkle at the International Gem and Jewelry Show Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland in the White Oak area, southbound on 29, right past the exit for New Hampshire Avenue in the White Oak stretch. That's where we had the incident along the left side. A little extra volume there growing quickly. Now, we also still have the signal light problems in Bowie, intersection of 450 and Glendale Road. Those signal lights have been on flash. Heading out of Upper Marlboro on Route 4, getting a little bit better past the Showplace Arena. Definitely below speed, though, toward Ritchie Marlboro Road. They were trying to clear the broken down to the shoulder. To the Wilson Bridge, delays this morning are pretty intense. They're back near Route 5. We've had lanes open heading toward the bridge span on 95 through Dale City Woodbridge, off and on the brakes then through Newington. In Springfield, leaving 95 on the inner loop of the Beltway past Braddock Road, had the minor incident to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More gray sky around, but not much rain in the rain bucket today. Maybe a trace, possibly a couple of hundredths. Other than that, not much coming down from the sky at all, except a lot of clouds around. 68 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 54 in Chantilly, 54 in Olney, 56 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the International Gem and Jewelry Show. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. 7:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:05 this morning, he's an actor, he's a patriot, he's an all-round good guy. Gary Sinise will join us to talk about his involvement in the GI Film Festival and the Memorial Day concert. That's coming up at 8:05. 8:35, Jake Tapper from CNN. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Stuart Varney is the anchor of Varney & Company every Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on Fox Business Network, and also one of our good friends and one of the best guests we've got. Stuart, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Larry, Brian.
Hey. Stuart, can our pathetic, anemic, moribund economy withstand the president's stroke of a pen yesterday that increased labor costs for so many, 4 million employees in this country and employers who will have to deal with these new overtime laws? Is this, are employers going to raise the cost of their goods and services, or are they going to start laying people off?
I think they'll eat it. There's a study out that says it'll cost $12 billion over the next 10 years in a, what is it, a $15, $16, $17 trillion economy. That ain't a whole hill of beans, $1.2 billion a year. I think employers will eat it. More important is the principle that's involved. When you have politicians legislating or commanding wage levels, I think you've got a problem because you politicize wages and salaries. Don't do that. Let the market do it, please.
Yeah, it's an artificial
principle, but I don't think it has much impact, quite frankly.
Well, that's encouraging then, because I mean, a lot of people thought that, you know, when if an employer has got to start paying more overtime, that they would simply either have to lay some people off, reduce the hours, maybe take somebody who was a manager and take them out of that managerial status.
Yeah, all of that will happen, Brian.
Yeah.
Yeah, there will be people taken out of managerial status. There will be people who have their hours cut so they don't qualify. All of that will happen, and I think that's all a very big negative. But overall, the impact on the economy, negligible.
All right. Let me ask you about interest rates, because the Federal Reserve, you know, we get these minutes from the Federal Reserve meetings, and everybody scrutinizes every word that has been spoken by any member of the Federal Reserve Board. And now they're talking about if the economy continues to recover, and I use air quotes when I say that, that they think probably it's likely we'll see another rate increase, interest rate increase.
Okay, look, let me be clear from the get-go. I am not part of the Federal Reserve Tea Leaf Watching Brigade, and nor is my program Varney & Company. We talk about the Federal Reserve occasionally, but we don't sit around analyzing every word. What came out of yesterday's minutes, as you put it, was frankly confusion. Maybe a rate hike is on the table for the month of June. Maybe it's not. It depends on the data. It's always like that. So at the end of the day, we have the Federal Reserve signaling maybe that they might raise rates in June, maybe, and what happens? The Dow Industrials are down 3 points. That's it.
I believe, though, there is a financial network out there that devotes 24/7 coverage to such utterances from the Fed, in contrast.
And now you know why we're beating
them. Hey, Stuart, I'd love to turn you back to politics. Hillary Clinton in a stunning statement earlier this week.
My husband, who I'm going to put in charge of revitalizing the economy, because, you know, he knows how to do it. And
two stunning admissions in that statement. Number one, that the economy needs revitalizing. That means she's not running on this great Obama economy we've got. But secondly, that she's not capable of doing it. She needs her husband to help her out. What's your impression of this?
I think it sounds like desperation to me. We're in a totally different world. And the idea that you would go back to Clintonomics of the 1990s is ridiculous, because it really is a very different world. We've come a long way since then. It is desperation, because I think her candidacy is fading. I know that's a strong thing to say.
Yes.
But, you know, you look at these primaries, you look at the votes, you look at the lack of enthusiasm, and you look at the latest Fox poll.
I saw that.
Which she is now losing in a head-to-head matchup with Donald Trump on a national basis. Worse yet, her negatives are going up. In other words, people feel more negatively about him, about her, and Donald Trump's negatives are retreating, so they're feeling better about him. What the devil is going on here?
Well, I mean, I look, when I saw that poll this morning, that Fox News poll that suggested that on a national level that Donald Trump is now doing better than Hillary Clinton, I got the numbers right here, and I want to pull them up because I want to just dwell on them for half a second. Trump 45, Clinton 42, 3-point margin of error, and Clinton led this poll by 7 points last month.
Yes, and look at the reaction in the media this morning. I think the establishment media wants Hillary to win, and now they're pouring scorn and flat-out contempt on Donald Trump, and they're urging Bernie Sanders, get out of the race. You are harming Hillary. That's what they said in the New York Times front page. You are harming Hillary's candidacy. In other words, Hillary's our candidate.
Yeah.
Get out of here, Bernie, because you're harming our candidate.
You're messing everything up, Bernie.
Yes. What do you think you're doing, Bernie?
Meanwhile,
incredible.
Over on the Republican side, Donald Trump wins is the presumptive nominee here. He's going to be the nominee, it appears, unless something happens. And suddenly he starts changing his tax plan that he had that actually won him the nomination. That's kind of odd. He's bringing in Steve Moore, Heritage Foundation economist. I think you've had him on your show several times.
Yep.
What do you think is most important for Trump's economic plan going forward? Tinkering and modifying this tax plan or rethinking his what could be disastrous trade policy?
Well, I think most important to get the economy going, to get growth in the economy. And I think that's the big issue for this election. How do we get back to growth and prosperity? I think Trump's original plan of significant tax cuts for individuals and corporations, that's the nitty-gritty of growth. And I think he will stick to that. And I think Steve Moore will urge him, stick to that, please. Now, he's backtracked a little. It's very hard to know exactly what he's saying, but reading between the lines, reading everything that he said on taxes, the baseline is his plan originally to cut taxes across the board, and I fully support that.
Stuart, I'm so sorry. I got to get you a quick take on this Egypt Air flight, because you're so good on breaking news, and this story developed overnight. There's a major problem in Europe right now with regard to the migrant crisis. How is this going to affect that?
I think it makes the migrant crisis worse, because an incident of this type, terror or no, destabilizes Egypt. It's already an economy in virtual depression. This kind of event makes it worse. I mean, who on earth is going to travel for tourism to Egypt? And that will encourage more migrants to leave. Egyptians joining the flood from North Africa. I think it makes the migrant crisis worse. I think it roils European politics. And frankly, I think this is a plus for Donald Trump politically, indirectly. I think he comes out of this looking a little better.
All right, we're going to leave it there, Stuart.
Thank you, guys.
Much appreciated.
Sure.
It is now 7:44.
Remember to call Miss Utility before you dig. Every dig. 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Miss Utility. It's the law.
In the United States, you know, someone dies from stroke every 4 minutes. May is National Stroke Awareness Month. And I want to encourage you to make a choice today that could help prevent you from having a stroke. Choose a virtual physical. Now, if you want to know what's happening with your health before symptoms occur, the virtual physical body scan is exactly what you need. The virtual physical body scan can detect plaque in your carotid arteries, which, when blocked, can cause stroke. Blockages in the coronary arteries lead to heart attacks, and they're also detected with the virtual physical body scan. And as we all know, early detection gives you a much better chance of successful treatment. So I'm just going to ask you, don't wait until it's too late. I got my scan. It was so reassuring to get it and get the information from it. Now it's time to get yours. Call today, 301-984-9009. Schedule your appointment, and when you call, tell them you listen to WMAL. You'll get $150 off your full body scan. That's 301-984-9009, 301-984-9009, online at virtualphysical.com.
7:45, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Larry, we're heading south in Sterling on 28 Sully Road. Slow to get down toward the toll road. That's where crews are responding to the crash on the Greenway. Very slow to merge on to 28 South as well. 66, here we go through Manassas into Centerville, Fairlakes, Fair Oaks. It's just been about the stop and go. 28 North out of Manassas Park. Signal light delays heading towards 66. All right, the Beltway leaving 95, heading through Annandale. It was a minor crash near Braddock Road. Quickly over to the shoulder. Big delay still to the Wilson Bridge back near Route 5. Much better Upper Marlboro Route 4, the broken down car on northbound 4 as you come up to Ritchie Marlboro Road. Looks like open, and lanes reported open in White Oak, southbound 29 at New Hampshire Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're keeping the gray sky, but dry weather for the most part today. A passing shower possible, otherwise cloudy and cool. 68, few clouds tonight as we do break up the clouds just a bit. 53, Friday clouds and sunshine, not too bad, up near 74 degrees. More rain for the beginning of the weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 57 degrees, 7:47 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. I'll bring you up to date on the missing plane story if you are just joining us and have not been aware of what happened overnight. A flight, an Egypt Air flight 804 from Paris to Cairo, disappeared over the Mediterranean Sea. It had just crossed out of Greek airspace and entered into Egyptian airspace when it simply vanished from radar while flying at 37,000 feet. Mm-hmm. New development in the last few minutes. According to a Greek official, they now say, and I don't know how they know this except that maybe it's from radar data or telemetry or something like that, they say that the plane swerved 90 degrees left and then a full 360 degrees to the right. Basically did a spin before plunging into the Mediterranean, which suggests something very terrible may have happened to this aircraft. Very, very sad. They are all but certain that it has crashed into the Mediterranean. Ships are now searching the area. There was a report of an emergency beacon of some kind. It's not clear exactly if that was the plane or not. They actually say it could have been another vessel in the area, but they're investigating that for sure. No word of any kind of problem came from the aircraft as it disappeared.
However, there have been continuing stories coming out of Charles de Gaulle Airport over the past several months about issues with security personnel at that airport. In fact, in October, I believe it was, or in November, there were something like 56 different security personnel who were dismissed, and they were on terror watch lists. Listen to CNN's Paul Cruikshank.
They're going to be looking at all possibilities, but there has been concern about radicalization amongst airport staff who have some access to airside at Charles de Gaulle Airport.
Yeah, in fact, some of those reports, as these guys were fired, there was graffiti that was found on some of the airplanes and other equipment that said Allahu Akbar, or God is great, which is also something that has screamed right before a terror attack. So listen, there's no specific connection yet, but all things need to be looked at, and let's look at the security, because remember that flight out of Egypt, the Russian jet that was blown up, there was a security person implicated in that one.
We're on the story all morning long. It is now 7:49.
These guys,
105.9 FM and AM 630.
They speak the truth.
Washington's mall.
Straightforward.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Boy, do your carpets look awful right now. I'm going to tell you the truth. Your wife doesn't want to tell you because she doesn't want to stress you out. But your carpets look awful. Something needs to be done. And you know it too. Let's face it. Come on. It's pretty awful. And you got the mud, and you got the dirt, and you got traffic marks, you know, in those high traffic areas. You've even got some bad smells coming in from the carpet and the pad. There's only one thing you can do to fix it, and that is use Zero Res, because unlike those chemical and dry cleaning companies, it doesn't leave a residue behind. It doesn't leave any sort of chalky, pasty sort of thing, and then that chemically smell. No, they really clean and sanitize your carpets and leave them looking brand new again and smelling brand new again, and it doesn't cost as much as a brand new carpet, that's for sure. $39 a room is all it's going to cost you, thanks to a special WMAL limited time offer. $39 a room. And also, if you're a pet owner and you've got allergies in the house, all the pollen, that's all hidden in your carpets right now. Get Zero Res to get it out. You'll be breathing clean again. Huge savings right now. Minimums apply on that $39 a room special. Call Zero Res 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com. Spell it forward, spell it backwards. It's spelled the same. Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
Will your retirement be financially secure? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Back by popular demand, my seminar, Preparing for Retirement. At the seminar, you'll learn how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts. You'll learn how to maximize your Social Security benefits. You'll learn how to protect your spouse and children with the right beneficiary designations. Come learn the keys to a comfortable retirement. You've only got two more chances to see this event. A few sessions left for you this month and next month. 10,000 people have already attended. Don't miss this opportunity. The seminar comes to Fairfax and Bethesda, May 24th and 25th at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
The Big Screen Store. Memorial Day savings starts now. Buy a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $899. Wow, $899. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time. With our legendary expert service and installation second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your TV warranty free. Furnishing that new home theater? We've got comfy cinema seating and home theater furniture in a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. What's new at the Big Screen Store? This week, get 0% interest for
for 3 years on Samsung's best TVs. Which means, if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. The Big Screen Store. Memorial Day savings starts now. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
It's time to check and see how your money's doing from the news desk at CNBC. Here's John Lesher.
Good morning. The futures are trending lower this morning as investors continue to fret about a likely Fed interest rate hike next month. Many retailers, especially department stores, are hurting as consumers opt to spend their money on big-ticket items and life-enriching experiences. But this morning, Walmart reported its first quarter earnings and revenue, and they top Wall Street expectations. The company's shares are up 8%. Investors also have their eyes on today's economic calendar. New claims for jobless benefits are expected to fall after an unexpected rise last week, and we'll get confirmation that business in the Mid-Atlantic area is improving this month. And it was 1 year ago that Dow closed at an all-time high of 18,319. Today, it stands at 17,526. I'm Jed Lesher, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fengel's owner of New Look Home Design. Spring is the busiest time of year to be a roofing contractor. If we do not install a specific number of roofs, our business will suffer. It's kind of like rain for a farmer. No rain equals major problems. Well, I'm not going to let that happen. I have to make spring a success. So, you're going to benefit. If I lower the cost to you without lowering quality, that means we'll get more jobs. And more jobs mean a better spring. You're going to hire someone to replace your roof. Do not do it without calling us first. To ensure you're going to give us a chance to earn your business, I'm offering discounts on roofing of 50% off your entire job. Certain to beat our competitors' prices and get us the work we need this spring. Call 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Savings for you, busy spring for us.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, and we'll take you through White Oak to start on 29. Still have the heavy volume, but we see the volume every morning through this stretch. Had a crash south of New Hampshire Avenue. Looks like that should be to the shoulder now. 270 with the volume still passing Route 80 down toward 109, Germantown, Rockville. So pockets of delays through that corridor. But lanes are open, so that's the good news. To the Wilson Bridge, delays backed up near Route 5, Branch Avenue. On 210 inside the Beltway, that's where we're struggling. A little heavier than normal. The crash northbound 210 as you come up to Southern Avenue, and still with police activity, the closure on Southern Avenue at Chesapeake Street in each direction due to police activity. Update is brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. Now, if your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. You can activate MyCleanPC software, clean up that junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com. The WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Or gray sky around, but not much rain in the rain bucket today. Maybe a trace, possibly a couple of hundredths. Other than that, not much coming down from the sky at all, except a lot of clouds around. 68 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 56 degrees. It is now 7:57.
Coming to the event center at Hollywood Casino. The Price is Right live stage show, plus Winona and the Big Noise, Carlos Mencia and 38 Special. The biggest acts always find a way back to Hollywood. Visit Ticketmaster.com. Only at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help. No purchase necessary. Full rules at the box office.
Greeting the world with a smile shows confidence. Missing or damaged teeth can shut down your smile, changing the way the world sees you. Hi, I'm Dr. Rupralia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. How would you like to never worry about the discomfort and difficult daily care of dentures and to eat all the foods you love? Cascades Dental has one of the most experienced full mouth implant restoration teams in the DC area. One doctor changing your life with a comfortably sedated procedure in one location. In most cases, your full mouth implants with perfect teeth fixed in your mouth can be done in one day. You want a doctor with experience, not a doctor gaining experience. This is what we do best. And as always, in my office, there's no fear and no lectures. We just help people smile.
Prolific experience and a legendary after plan that's completely guaranteed for 10 years makes Cascades Dental the clear choice for dental implants. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies, we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
Memorial Day is just around the corner, and if you've decided this is the year you're going to replace those old worn-out windows, I have great news for you. Hi, I'm Andrew Knopic of Renewal by Andersen, and right now during our Memorial Day sale, save 20% off your entire project, including installation. With no money down, no interest, and no payments for one full year. Plus, for 2 weeks only, save an additional $200 off your entire project. That's right, an additional $200 in savings on top of our 20% discount. Call between now and Memorial Day to save 20% and pay no money down, no interest, and make no payments for one full year. Plus, take an additional $200 off your project during our Memorial Day sale. If this is the year you check windows off your list, there's no better time than now. Remember, these great savings end on Memorial Day. Call Renewal by Andersen today. Call 855-478-5640. That's 855-478-5640. Renewal by Andersen, the better way to a better window. Discount and financing with approved credit only. Minimum purchase required, 0% APR. Call for additional cost information.
Coming up on WMAL.
We'll speak with Jake Tapper of CNN about the latest this week in politics.
He's an actor, he's a patriot, he's an all-around good guy. He's involved in the GI Film Festival. Gary Sinise will join us in the next hour. And of course,